You're listening to Alien X Radio, and this is your afternoon interview.
This is Jason Smith, the fancy mayor of Jackson. Congratulations. Honestly, I knew nothing of this.
If you want to make the changes that you're talking about wanting to make, you need to do it from the inside. So I really just, I kind of took that ball and ran with it.
Yeah, because, I mean, we're on Facebook all the time. You know, I see things on Facebook, and I honestly didn't know anything about you running or anything. It totally blew me away.
Yeah, we went totally grassroots. We knocked on doors, walked, you know, block after block after block. We went to held community meetings. We attended events. We did all of that stuff. Just getting my face in front of as many people as possible.
Wow, what a concept, right? You know, actually go to the people.
Yeah, well, you know, in our town, for the longest time, it was a situation of a lot of people felt like they were being ignored. And it was time for a change in that, you know, and it's good and it's bad at the same time. It's good because now they finally have that voice at the helm of the ship, so to speak, even though I don't really have any, quote, real power. But it's bad that such a simplistic, common sense thing seemed revolutionary and out of the box to a lot of people. And so it really spoke loudly about the direction our city has been headed for the last probably 20 or 30 years.
So what was obviously you said there's a lot of things, a lot of issues where people think that they were being ignored. Obviously that all piles up. But what was the thing that pushed you to the edge where you said, you know what, that's it, I'm running. I'm going to do it.
I think it was the straw that broke the camel's back was they were pushing hard for a single hauler trash service in the city, and at the time we had three major haulers, and then we had probably 18 or 19 local independent people that were hauling trash, and what they decided to do was they decided to explore the bid process to go with one specific company, and didn't really hold too many public meetings about it until after they had passed the ordinance to create this single hauler refuse system where everybody was required to have the same company picking up their trash. And so the no public meeting thing really kind of irked me. The fact that the way the ordinance was written, it said that the company would bill each resident, and then if you didn't pay the trash service, instead of suspending your service, they would continue to pick it up, but they would turn your bill over to the city, and the city would act as sort of a collection agency. And then if you didn't pay the city, they would add that trash bill to your property as a lien. So essentially, it could get to a point where you could lose your house over garbage pickup.
Wow.
So, yeah, and that really just, it really rubbed me the wrong way, especially, you know, being that we were sort of a people first type of campaign, was the biggest thing was, you know, if you're going to take away people's right to choose, then you better be ready to step up to the plate and pay for it. And unfortunately, they weren't interested in doing that, A, because our city doesn't have the money, and B, it takes years before you even start to break even, because you'll never make a profit on it. Otherwise, the fee becomes, you run into different Supreme Court cases that regarding how much you can charge people for things and whatnot. So, it really just started with that. And the more I started talking to people, the more different issues would come up. I mean, we had single hauler service. We had the city had stacked the deck full of conflicts on different boards and committees and things like that, appointing family members and city employees that really probably shouldn't have belonged on those boards and committees. They recently, we have leaf pickup in the city of Jackson where you can take all your leaves from your backyard and your front yard, put them on the side, on your curb, and then the city would come along and pick them up. We had a Supreme Court decision that said the fee that they were charging didn't meet the requirements of the Headley Amendment, and so they suspended that with really no plan in place to make up for it as far as what do we do with our leaves. We're in an incorporated city, so we can't burn them. It's a state law, and we didn't have anywhere to take them, and originally they said just take them to the wastewater plant where the leaves end up anyway. But then you had people on the south end of town who are, 90 years old and drive a Honda Civic and have 18 oak trees. It's going to take them 40 trips back and forth.
Right.
And so you really started to see people just get all kinds of upset with the administration, and they sort of took this, we know what's best for you, and damn the torpedoes type of position on a lot of things. And it really rubbed people the wrong way.
Yeah, people don't realize. I mean, when they're talking about something like, hey, I have no way to get rid of my leaves, it just sounds like such a trivial problem. But when you put that across an entire city and compiled with a lot of other little things that interrupt your daily lives, I can imagine that could be quite a nuisance and quite upsetting.
Yeah, and, especially if you take something away and you don't have a plan in place to sort of have a stopgap, if you will, and you say, oh, well, sorry, it's not our problem anymore. We're not doing it. And really, the community really, really banded together when they decided to suspend the leaf pickup. The city decided to have different drop-off locations throughout the city where people didn't have to drive as far to drop off their leaves. And they're doing it for 4 or 5 weeks through November. But a student at the high school here, Jackson High, his name is Michael Funkhauser, he went out and basically recruited about 100 high school students to volunteer their services on a Saturday in exchange for donations to their canned food drive to go out and rake people's lawns. And they had close to 200 homes signed up, and they didn't get to them all, unfortunately, but I mean, it was awesome to show up at 9 a.m. at the high school and see, a section of their gymnasium filled with, students who are ready to get to work. And when we went out into the streets with them, as adult supervisors and stuff, these kids, they weren't on their phone. They weren't, screwing around. They actually, they got right to work, and they worked all day long. And it was a really incredible thing. And it was for a good cause as well. So it was nice to see the community starting to do things like that.
Great, great. What is the project that you think that is going to be your like baby project, the one that you're really want to work on hard to make the biggest change?
Well, we have a couple of different ones, actually. One of them I can kind of take credit for. The rest of them I really can't. But we announced a plan the night before the election as sort of an ace in the hole kind of thing. I met with a resident a couple of days before that, and he had a plan to create a bunch of job opportunities. And so we took that plan. He said, I'm not doing it for the recognition. I just want to make the city better. You're welcome to use it. So I took that plan and ran with it, and really just I didn't use his name because he didn't want credit, but I said, this came from a resident. These are good people with good ideas. And the plan was to create up to 3,000 jobs in the county. Now, really, the county's not really my jurisdiction, but those people that for businesses that come to us, we've never gone out and actively recruited and actively been in, like Indiana and Illinois and Ohio and Wisconsin, going to companies that could maybe cut down on their overhead. Maybe in many cases by as much as 90% by relocating to Jackson, because we have an available workforce that our cost of living is lower, and we have the available infrastructure. We have lots of empty buildings that need very little construction for you to just move in and open up shop. So that was one of the plans, and that's one of our goals, and we're in the process of working on a job fair to help people get back to work while we start to roll this plan out and get that going. The other thing that we have is it's called the Civil Rights Ordinance. It's our mission to include sexual orientation and gender identity into protected individuals in terms of employment and housing. So you can't be fired from your job because you're gay, or you can't be denied housing because you're transgender. And so that really got pushed hard with the last administration, but they didn't have enough votes to pass it. Now there's some new people coming onto the city council mixed with some of the old ones who were supporters of it, and now we think we have the votes to make that happen. So that's something that's one of those really early on type of things that we want to get in front of the city council and get that in place, because for me that's really, really important.
Sure it is. It's, you know, any kind of discrimination of any kind is just it's anti-productive. It's just not a good thing. Well, sir, again, congratulations to you. And it sounds like you're going in right at a good moment where you can make a change, where everything is ready to be changed. And I wish you all the luck.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
All right, and thank you for joining me on my show, sir. Mayor-elect of Jackson, Jason Smith. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
You have a fantastic evening.
You too.
All right, bye.